Before I get started with this week's photo information, I want to say thank you to the readers of this blog. I started this blog a year ago, March 5th of 2013, with the goal of forcing myself to take more photos. I wanted to improve as a photographer, and I believe I have. I still have a lot to learn, but doing this blog has helped me see new things, try new things, and explore photography in ways that I never did before. So thank you to the readers and to the people who listen and comment. I look forward to many more years of doing this, and that's it. Now let's talk about this week's photo. There's a pond here on campus, and it's got a couple of fountains, and a month ago I noticed that if I walked past this pond at a certain time of day, I could sort of catch a rainbow being reflected in the light of one of these fountains, or actually both of them, depending on where I stood. I took a picture, and this was about a month ago, and I posted it to Flickr, but I wasn't really happy with it. In this picture, in the original, and I don't know what the date is. If you go to my Flickr, you can look at it and see. I think it's maybe in December of 2013. If you look at this picture, you'll see that it's too busy. There's too much stuff going on, and there's some people in the background, but the main issue was the shutter was too fast. When you're shooting in broad daylight, often your camera will try and use a really fast shutter speed because there's so much light available, and that's what happened here. So I went back in February to redo the shot. I kind of had in mind what I wanted to do, and I waited for a clear day. And I also wanted to get it when there was still some ice on the pond, because we don't get a lot of that here in Oklahoma. And I thought it was kind of cool to get this icy, snowy look in the picture as well. So I took my camera and my tripod onto campus, and I kind of knew where to stand because I had seen this earlier. And I set about trying to take this picture. My main goal was to, well, first of all, get a fountain with the rainbow, but also I wanted to keep the shutter open longer in order to create motion trails. If you look at the original photo, my Flickr, it's frozen in place in that the fountain looks like just a lot of drops of water hovering there, frozen in place. That's because it's a really fast shutter. And that's what happens when you use a really fast shutter in daylight with a lot of motion. Everything freezes. Well, I brought my tripod with me this time so I could leave the shutter open for longer and create these nice smooth motion trails. I also brought my D7100 in case I needed to crop. Normally, just in day-to-day shooting, I leave my 35mm lens on the D7100 because I shoot a lot of indoor stuff at home with it, and my 50 stays on the D200. Well, this time I switched lenses and brought the 7100. It's got a lot more room for cropping because it shoots at 24 megapixels. And honestly, I just like shooting with it. It's a really fun camera to use. On my tripod, I also had my ball head. It's a Manfrotto 496 RC2, I think. It's a nice ball head where you have basically you attach your camera to the top, and then with one dial, with one knob, you can release the tripod or the camera to move in 360 degrees, and then you just tighten that knob again and it freezes in place. So I highly recommend a ball head if you have a tripod and you want to enhance your shooting a little bit and get a tool that's really going to help you be more effective with your tripod. Check out a ball head, and there's lots of good ones. I'm not going to recommend that Manfrotto because it's nice, but there's plenty of good ones out there. Any of them be fine. I also wanted to shoot from a lower angle than in this photo, but when you shot from a lower angle, I couldn't see the rainbow because you have to position yourself in such a way that you get that nice rainbow reflection off the pond, and depending on where you stand, you don't see that rainbow. So I had to shoot this from about eye level, and it worked out okay. There were a few other challenges in getting this shot. For one, there was too much light. This was probably 11:30 in the afternoon, and I shot this letting in as little light as possible. I shot at f/16, which is the smallest aperture my 50mm lens has, ISO 100, so the least sensitive of light, or the ISO 100 means your camera sensor is not very sensitive to light. And even at those conditions, it was still way too bright. I wanted a slow shutter speed. But even at f/16, ISO 100, anything slower than 1/15th of a second was way too overexposed. I think I shot this at 1/15th, maybe 1/20th of a second, and it would be nice to get a little longer of a shutter to get more motion, but that's okay. We'll save it for another day. Also, one challenge was framing, how to get the rainbow in the frame, where to position my tripod, and how to deal with those pedestrians. You'll see in the background of this, there's two people way in the back right-hand side. I didn't want to remove them in Photoshop. I guess I could have, but it was fine. I mean, it's a campus, so you're going to see people. But I didn't want a lot of people cluttering up the shot, especially with a longer shutter speed. Then the pedestrians are going to look like they're moving, and you don't want that. I just wanted to freeze the action of the fountain. Overall, I'm fairly pleased with the results, though I would like to go back and try again with a slower shutter speed. And the only way to do that is if you get a neutral density filter, which I don't have one. Basically, it's a ring that you screw on to the front of your lens, and it effectively blocks a set amount of light from entering the lens. You can get like an ND4, which blocks 4 stops of light, and that's a really common one. My friend Ryan shoots with one of those. And these neutral density filters allow you to shoot really long exposures during daylight. It's sort of like putting sunglasses on your camera lens. And that's another thing I want to offer. If you are looking to experiment more with photography, try getting a neutral density filter and going for some of these longer exposures during the daytime. My brother Tom is a welder, and he has a massive neutral density filter on his welding hood. It blocks like all the light, and you can stare straight at the sun with that with a welding helmet on. And did I say welding helmet? I meant welding hood. You can tell I'm not the welder in the family. Anyway, he's got one of these. All welders need this on their welding hoods because you have to stare at the bright light as you're welding, and it blocks so much light that it only lets a tiny amount through. But the light is so intense that you still see what you're doing. Anyway, that's a tangent. Sorry. Back to this photo. I had to fix a ton of stuff in post because it was overexposed. Even shooting at f/16 ISO 100 with 1/15th, I think it was 1/15th of a second, it was still letting in too much light. And if you look at the original photo, it's all washed out and white. One of the benefits of RAW files is that you still have all that data. There wasn't a whole lot that was actually clipped, meaning there's no data recorded. If you look on the right-hand side, there's a bench between two trees, and then there's a patch of snow or ice below that. There was some clipping there where there's nothing to bring back. The color data has effectively been lost. But all the rest of the photo, even though it was overexposed, because I shot in RAW, I could bring that color data back to get it more along the lines of what I saw in real life. So it's one of the benefits of shooting RAW. I also had to enhance the color a bit to match what I saw in real life. And I did one tiny bit of Photoshopping in that, I guess you could consider all this Photoshopping. I removed a tiny orange flag. On the left-hand side, there's a bench, and below that was like a little real estate flag that you see stuck in the ground on properties sometimes. I removed that flag in Photoshop. I know, I'm not a huge fan of that, but sometimes you just got to do it. The lesson, the big takeaway from this, I know I'm going really long here, is it's important to know your camera and know how to shoot in manual. You can't get a shot like this unless you shoot in manual because the camera is always going to try and get the correct exposure. And this was not correctly exposed on purpose. And if you shoot in manual and you know how to control the different parameters of your camera, you can get shots like this that you're essentially you are making all the decisions, not your camera. And if you know how to shoot in manual, if you know how to read your light meter that's built into the camera, or if you have an external light meter, then you can make more informed decisions about your photo and get the kind of photo that you want to take. Finally, before I close here, it's important to keep your eyes peeled because you never know when a picture like this will present itself. I was talking to my coworkers about some of this, and they had never seen this rainbow effect, and I happened to notice it. Now, they have seen other photo opportunities that I have missed. So I'm not saying like I have the best photo eyes. I'm just saying it's important to keep your eyes peeled because you never know when a picture will present itself, and talk to others because they are probably going to see things that you're going to miss. I know other people have seen a lot of things that I have missed. Okay, this is way too long. Sorry about that, but there's a lot of stuff I wanted to say about this photo. Hope you enjoyed it.